We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in, friends, Yinzers, countrymen, to another edition, episode 83, August 6th it is. I don't know, it's Groundhog Day up there at camp for Kabooms. He's got no idea what the hell day or date it is. We just know we're one day closer to the Steelers preseason opener down in Jacksonville on Saturday night. Welcome in to another edition of Kabali and Mac. You can tell Kaboom's busy today, got a million different things going on because he's changing wardrobe in the middle of the intro of the show, yeah, swapping out hats.
I'm thinking the white hat looks better with the dark blue shirt. So.
Okay, that's a good move by you.
Because yeah, I really worry about what I look like, you know.
You do. If anybody's concerned with their appearance, like it's definitely you. You're always making sure you're on top of that. Follow us at Kabali and Mac on all the social media.
Nice shave hair, by the way.
You like that?
You know, talking about how we look like, you know, at least I'm a little bit shaved.
X, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Kabali and Mac is where you follow. And of course, subscribe on YouTube at Kabali and Mac. Same spot. We're up to almost 2,140 subscribers now. Thank you, each and every one of you. We appreciate Ian's wild people out there who have taken the time to make Kabali and Mac. What'd you do to your camera to make Kabali and Mac part of your day? What if
it wouldn't be a day unless I messed up my camera?
Stop touching it.
Watch your day. It's a family program.
How many times were you told that as a teenager? Kabali, stop really? Touching it.
I'm good with that now. You just ignore stuff like that, right? What's going on here? I'm having all these issues.
This literally has nothing to do with me. This is not a my end problem.
Can I still flutter in here?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I think you've settled in.
Hotel wireless, I guess.
Yeah, let's blame it on that. So make sure you're subscribed on YouTube, because if you're one of the first 2,500 subscribers, and we're about 360 away from that number, you'll be entered into that drawing for the autographed Paul Skeens baseball. Also, follow on Instagram. We're at 285 on Instagram. We've got to get that number up there, Kaboom. So another 215 or so. Once we get to 500 followers on Instagram, one of those 500 followers will get this guy. That's a $100 gift certificate to Yoli's Cucina and Craft House in Jefferson Hills. Get the Pappy Nola. Get the Filippone. Get the wings. Get whatever you want. It's all good. Maybe take the family out for dinner before you go watch a Steelers game. So there's a lot going on. I would hesitate to call it up to something season, but there's a lot going on over the next few days for your guys, Kabali and Mac. Not the least of which, I'm excited for this. Saturday, a live edition of the show from the third annual Maine's Family Golf Outing out at Rolling Fields. We're going to get started around noon. We're going to do the same thing we would do when we're both sitting in our respective basements, or you in a hotel room in Latrobe, and talk about the Steelers, who will have their first preseason game that night, and talk to whatever friends may stop by. And there may be some friends who stop by too. But if you haven't yet, I think you've still got a chance to sign up for the golf outing if you want to. The third annual Maine's Family Golf Outing, all to benefit the American Heart Association and one of their friends, Heart Warrior Blake. So go ahead, sign up. All the info is on the screen right there. Just Google Maine's Family Golf Outing and it will literally pop up for you just like that, and you can sign up. But we'll be out there on Saturday rolling fields, kaboom. We'll see if the technology holds up, but either way, we'll have a good time.
Something tells me we're going to be technologically deficient.
Why are you first of all,
I can't even get my camera to work. You know, you go off the air for like hours and hours at a time. So what can possibly go wrong, right?
Nothing. It's going to be fantastic. We can't wait for Saturday. And like I said, it'll be a good opportunity to talk to whatever friends may stop by and also get you ready for Stillers and Jags. Thanks to the Dan Heck team for presenting Kabali and Mac. We appreciate them to no end for being a part of keeping this thing going. The Dan Heck team ready to help you buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area. The whole team ready to hear from you. HeckTeamHomes.com. That's H-A-E-C-K, HeckTeamHomes.com. Again, we appreciate their support of the show. One guy who won't be there, or maybe he'll be there but not really doing anything for the preseason opener, kaboom, Will Hard. The disappointing news yesterday that he busted up his pinky finger, it looks like. And so it sounds like it's going to be the entirety of the preseason. I don't know if we'll find out anything different from Mike Tomlin maybe later today or tomorrow, but don't suspect we'll get to see nearly as much of him before the regular season as we would have liked.
Yeah, it was a pinky finger. I was told right after, and actually during it, it was going to be a finger, but then it came out as a hand. I was a little confused, and it's now a pinky finger, and just broke a bone in his pinky finger, taking a snap, and it looks like. And that finger is, you know, as a quarterback in your right hand, is quite significant, even though it is the pinky finger. So it could have been much, much worse. So I don't think it's going to affect his spot on the roster. I was already asked that. Like, or you think about it, they could potentially put him on IR designated to return, keep Skylar Thompson around. Depends what happens. But we're still, what, a full month away from the season right now. So, you know, it's not like he's going to be needed right away. You might want to keep somebody on the practice squad just in case. But honestly, this in a weird, weird, weird way, Mac, this might help the guy out. Because we don't to hear all those yens or say, where's that Will Hyde at? Let him just learn the book, you know, just soak everything in, hit to the season, and just learn without always having to hear that Will Hyde ready to play. No.
When are you going to pull Will Howard in? I want to see Will Howard. Give me Will Howard. But see,
now there's a built-in excuse of why Will Howard's not in there, and I think it can benefit him.
See, I think preseason, though, was the perfect opportunity because you got two veterans atop the depth chart, right? Obviously, Aaron Rodgers. We talked about that the other day. Don't expect him to play on Saturday night, maybe at all in the preseason. Who knows? And then you got Mason Rudolph, who doesn't need a ton of snaps in the preseason either. I would have thought that the bulk of the three preseason games would have been played by Will Howard and Skylar Thompson in an attempt to just get Howard the snaps, get that development curve started earlier. And also the added benefit of, hey, we're probably not going to play this kid at all in the regular season. If we have to play him in the regular season, it's bad news. But we get to see what we have in him, maybe just a little bit, and any kind of competitive, you know, I guess it would be threes against threes, not ones against ones, but any kind of competitive opportunity to go against another team, Steelers versus Jags, Steelers versus Bucks, Steelers versus whoever the last preseason game is against.
Panthers.
It's always against the Panthers. There's always a thunderstorm delay too. Is an opportunity to see in action how he was grasping things, because again, taking it from short term, okay, we're not going to get Will Howard during the preseason probably, to long term is, well, Will Howard may not get to show them at all in any kind of competitive environment what he's capable of before next spring's draft, when we've all agreed they pretty much have to draft a quarterback.
Yeah, but what were you going to learn in a couple preseason games? I agree. I mean, it would have been a perfect situation to be able to let him take a bunch of snaps during the preseason here. But once you got past the preseason, then he's just going to sit and watch anyways without, like I said, the added pressure of saying, Will Howard this, Will Howard that. He needs to be in there. At least we don't have to hear that. But I understand where you could get those valuable reps right now. I think they pretty much know what he can do. I don't think it would have changed their mind if he went out there and crapped the bed in three preseason games or threw for 12 touchdowns.
Well, see, I think one of those two extremes maybe would have given them a little bit more of an inkling on where they needed to go during the season when he's not playing, right? Like, again, all you've seen out of him to this point is against your own guys in training camp. And yeah, it's been good. That's awesome. And yes, the plan all along was just to have him sit and learn and watch during the regular season anyway, but not getting those opportunities in preseason reps. And it would have been a lot of reps too. That's the other point. Like Mason was, like I said, Aaron was not probably going to play at all. If he does very little during the preseason, Mason doesn't need more than a couple series every game. And then it would have been a whole bunch of Will Howard and maybe a little bit of Skyler towards the end of games, and just an opportunity to grow against high level competition. And you lose that opportunity. And I think they're going to tell us it's, you know, like you said, it's still an opportunity to learn. And we didn't expect him to play during the regular season anyway. I think when you're not expected to play at all during the regular season, those preseason snaps are that much more important. So, plus, it would have given us another reason to actually pay attention during preseason games if Will Howard was out there.
Yeah, Will Howard, I mean, it's a shame. It's just something he's probably done a million times. Just take a snap from the center and it just busted up his finger. But you look at a guy, I mean, they had the two-minute drill to end practice yesterday. And typically that gives you a good peek into how they're going to go about their quarterback play during that first preseason game, which maybe I'm wrong now because Aaron Rodgers is not going to be in there at the end of the first half. So maybe he just wanted to see them there. But Skylar Thompson was not scheduled to take part in that drill yesterday, and they had to throw him in late in that. So they weren't going to play him. They weren't assuming he was going to play at the end of the game. It was going to be Will Howard. It was probably going to be like a half of Mason and a half of Will Howard, would it look like? I mean, obviously now that changes.
Yeah, it's again a major impact. I think not just for him. It's not the end of the world that some people are going to paint it as. Oh my God, Will Howard, he's not going to get to play at all.
In the long term, it's beneficial. I think I still believe that.
I tend to agree that three preseason games of what maybe, you know, 30 snaps in each game or whatever it would have been, is negligible in the long run. But if I'm Will Howard, I wanted an opportunity to get out there and show what I could do in the preseason before, like I said, I know this team has their eyes on picking up a quarterback in next year's draft. So that is disappointing to me that I can't show them against live competition what I'm capable of. They've seen what I can do in practice against our own defense, which we've all talked about is very good, but I don't get to show them against another team. So that's disappointing for me. If I'm Will Howard, a little bit of a speed bump. It's not even a pothole, a little bit of speed bump. One of those ones that they put on the streets all the time. Now, you know how you used to have back streets in neighborhoods that you could cut through because you could drive like 50 miles an hour on a residential road when you were a teenager, but you knew it would get you back to wherever you needed to be. No, that doesn't happen anymore. Speed bumps
are real. Teenager, thing. I still do that.
Yeah, I was trying to steer away from that.
I mean, if you live where we live at in the South Hills, you better know the back roads or you're going to be in construction all your life.
Yeah.
I enjoy the speed hump. I want one. I want one in my
house. I bet you do, Kaboom. You enjoy a good little speed hump, don't you?
Honestly, I wish there was one in front of my house because people drive too fast.
Should be one in your house, you know what I'm saying? Hey, thanks to Southwest Greens for supporting the show as well. SouthwestGreensPA.com. You want to have the best looking yard in the neighborhood with the least amount of maintenance? Get a hold of them. They are going to come out. Maybe they only do a little part of your lawn, like a part where the kids play around the swing set, maybe a little area around the swimming pool, whatever it may be. They could do your whole yard if you want. Have a beautiful artificial surface installed by Southwest Greens that is going to be the best looking yard in the neighborhood, like I said, for the least amount of maintenance. You're not out there mowing every few days. You're not out there watering. What's the water bill look like this past few weeks, right? Trying to water your grass and keep it looking good. Not spraying anything on it to try and keep the weeds away. SouthwestGreensPA.com. We appreciate their support of the show as well. The other thing now that I'll be honest, I hadn't thought about until this morning when I woke up and I saw somebody on social media throw out a few names is I wonder if they bring another quarterback into camp or are they comfortable going through the rest of the preseason with just Rodgers, Rudolph, and Thompson and then essentially telling Skyler, hey, you're just auditioning for other teams because you know you're probably not going to be here when the regular season starts.
Well, that's tough. You're going to bring a guy in for, what, a couple weeks here to get him acclimated and throw him in the game?
I mean, it might just be somebody to sop up reps during preseason games.
It just might be a lot of Skyler Thompson, too.
Which, I guess, if you're the coaching staff and if you're Omar and the personnel staff, you twist it in a way to Skyler to say, hey, bud, you're going to get all the snaps you can handle. Put as much on tape as you can so that you can catch on somewhere maybe after the preseason.
Yeah, I mean, you can work on your run game. You don't really need to put those guys in harm's way to I wouldn't anticipate Rodgers getting many snaps, if any. I'm sure he will. But Mason Rudolph still needs reps. I mean, he would love to have reps, as many reps as you're going to give him. If he throws the ball 15 to 18 times in a game and hands the ball off 20 times, that's fine. It's only three games. But I think once you get back down to that Carolina game, if obviously Howard's still going to be out.
That's all Skyler.
It just might be a full Skyler Thompson game. I don't know. I can't. It's hard for me to make a determination of whether they'll bring in a quarterback right now. I would lean towards the no, but I don't know what they're thinking either. Maybe it's more than 3 weeks. I mean, maybe a broken pinky is, oh, maybe it's less than that. I don't know. Do you think he needs surgery? I don't know.
Rappaport said last night no surgery for what that's worth.
Sometimes you can put a pin in there and it heals within a week or two. But once again, the biggest problem is when you
impact of the snap.
Yeah, but you know what?
You can put him in shotgun.
Roethlisberger did that for a lot of times, even with his ankle, would go into that pistol formation so he didn't have to turn around and hand off. I think he hurt his hand one time, and he handed the ball off with his opposite
other hand. Yeah. So,
I don't know if you want to get to that point with Will Howard, but I guess it's possible. I mean, we're just here going speculation now. A broken bone and a pinky.
I love how Mike Tomlin yesterday, by the way, painted it as if he hasn't even thought at all about snap counts for the first preseason game. I'm just trying to get to Wednesday. Come on, Mike.
You know, even on Tuesday, Thursday, when he talks leading up to the game Thursday morning, he'll say the same thing. Well, we haven't broke up the labor of division yet. Then what are you doing? 36 hours before the game. What are you talking about?
I love division of labor. One of my favorite.
Labor of division.
Labor of division, division of labor. The labor of division. What would that? That would be a completely different department. That would be like a divorce attorney. He's in the labor of division.
Unless he's having a kid and he's in
division. Speaking of which, we're always welcoming new sponsors on board here at Cabali and Mac as well. Divorce attorneys. If you're in the labor of division, reach out.
Or the division of labor.
Or the division of labor. Either one. It works. You know, it's weird, though. Like, what you said the other day about Rodgers, and you don't need to see him at all during the preseason, and I get what you're saying. Again, I would like to see some reps for – probably a few more reps for Rodgers than they're comfortable giving him because I'd like to see him build on that chemistry that he's starting to put together at camp with guys like Roman Wilson, who had a good practice yesterday, apparently. I don't need to see that much of Mason. I know what Mason can do. Mason knows what he can do. If anything, I would have Mason in bubble wrap because if Rodgers gets hurt, Mason's the last line of defense between you and your season going down the drain.
Yeah. I'm trying to think now. I mean, even during practices, fourth team reps are very scarce. I'm talking about very scarce. So even if you run with three in training camp, I don't think it's going to be an extra added dilemma or ask for any of the other guys as well. So I guess it just brings it down to games here. I'm just trying to think, who do they have? Everybody they had last year's on the roster. You just have to bring in an undrafted guy and just say take some snaps. I don't think they would want to spend any money. That's why I would lean toward no, they're not going to pick somebody up and just roll it out there like it is. Because once you get to past what, next Wednesday when they break camp, these are just normal practices on the south side, man.
Yeah.
Hour and a half or so. I mean, the third team guys barely is going to get a rep. So it's not like Rodgers is taking a boatload of reps as it is anyways. So
look at John jumping in the chat saying quack, quack.
No, he's done. He already said that. Didn't Duck say that recently? That I'm done.
Did he? Look, if I was getting married to Lainey Wilson, just hanging out hunting during the day.
Is that a real name, Lainey?
I think so. Why would that not be a real name? Why is Lainey not sound like a real name to you?
What was that movie back, 20 years ago? Lainey Boggs.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You referenced the weirdest. Like, I'm pretty convinced that your movie consumption over the last 30 years has
been all that. Lainey Boggs. Come on.
Your movie consumption over the last 30 years has consisted of Karate Kid movies.
Yeah.
Shawshank. Yeah. And then anything you can find in the $5 bin at Walmart.
Braveheart, come on. She's All That. Lainey Boggs. You don't remember that?
I remember She's All That. I didn't remember the main character's name. So there you go. Why can't you believe that Lainey is a real name?
Because I've never heard anybody named Lainey before.
Well, just one of the biggest stars in country music who happens
Rachel to be Lee Cook is Lainey Boggs, baby.
Okay.
Lainey Wilson, Duck.
She's All That. I love that that's your go-to 90s, early 2000s movie reference, by the way. Good for you.
Movie. What's his name was in it from, what's his name?
Oh, old Whatnot.
Uncle Eddie.
Who?
Uncle Eddie from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Cousin Eddie?
What did I say? Uncle
Eddie. He was in She's All That?
Yeah, he's the goofy dad. No, maybe not.
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. It's still early up here in the hills.
Up in that mountain there. You can't keep track of what's going on. Freddie Prinze Jr., who was involved with WWE for a while.
Who is now flipping their PLEs to ESPN. How about that?
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second because there's a lot of...
Bye-bye, Peacock.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going to be on that new ESPN
streaming. Why did I assume that they were going to just put all their PLEs on Netflix? Well, I guess you can get
internationally. I mean, it would make sense because internationally, all their PLEs are on Netflix. Yeah, and all their
If you can double dip by putting it on ESPN, why the heck not, right?
Yeah, and they'll still have Raw on Netflix. So it's a win-win for them to get tied in with ESPN. Triple H said that this morning on ESPN. He's like, this just makes too much sense. So ESPN's looking for hot content, which they've done in acquiring the rights to Red Zone and NFL, a whole bunch of NFL stuff, and then WWE PLEs on top of it.
Wait. What started this charge? Acquiring the rights to?
Mr. McAfee.
There you go.
There you go. Our boy Pat. Getting the ball rolling downhill, as they would say. That makes a ton of sense. The ESPN WWE marriage, it really does. I was going to wait to talk about it, but that's really all you need to say is ESPN is doing everything they can to stay afloat by launching this new direct to consumer app. They're going to have Red Zone. They're going to have WWE PLEs. My only worry is that if they start adding commercials to Red Zone. I'm a huge Red Zone fan. You're usually at the game covering it. You don't watch Red Zone.
I probably never watched Red Zone in my life.
It's fantastic. It is there is nothing better than watching a Steelers game from 1 to 4 with Red Zone on a second screen. And then at 4 o'clock, you flip over to Red Zone and watch everything that's happening in the afternoon window. Or even better, if the Steelers are playing in prime time, and you get to watch an entire 7 hours of uninterrupted football on Red Zone and see everything that's going on all over the league, I absolutely love it. It's the best. I hope ESPN doesn't screw it up.
Is this true what Justin says? If you're already subscribed to like YouTube TV and cable, you get the app for free?
I don't know.
Let's hope so.
It requires some investigation. I'm sure we'll find out more as we get towards January 2026 when all of that stuff takes effect. We got to thank as well the good friends from Nail Studio 2 for jumping on board to Kabali and Mac. Wow, what happened there with the screen? I'm not going to blame that on you. That was actually my fault. I tapped the wrong thing there. Nail Studio 2 has done a great job of jumping on board and supporting the show. We appreciate them. I can't get Justin's comment off the screen now. It's stuck there. There we go. Nail Studio 2 in McMurray and Peters Township. Nailstudio2.com online is where you can actually book your appointment. So you know somebody who wants to get their nails done. Look, like it or not, if you're like me and you got a teenage daughter, maybe they're going to a big homecoming dance in the fall. They want to get their nails done. Well, Nail Studio 2, the place to do it. Nail Studio, Roman numeral 2.com, nailstudioii.com to book online or give them a call, 724-941-4595. Check them out on Instagram too, at Nail Studio McMurray, right out there in the South Hills on 19 in Lakeview Square next to Juniper Grill. Easy to get to. They do a fantastic job. Like I said, you can book online at nailstudio2.com or just give them a call, 724-941-4595. We appreciate them supporting Kabali and Mac as well. Back to the Stillers and practice yesterday.
Longest one of camp, 2.5 hours. Oof,
after the depth chart was dropped, too. I know it's a preseason depth chart. And Mike Tomlin's going to say, well, it is what it is.
I don't even think Mike Tomlin looks at it. You know what they do? They present him with the depth chart, and he goes, yeah, it looks good. Oh, there I go. I shouldn't have thrown that on the ground.
So I shouldn't have balled that up and thrown it in the garbage.
Yeah, I shouldn't have thrown that on there. But that's honestly, they go by experience. Mm-hmm. Then they go by alphabetical order. That's about it.
Come on. They're doing more than alphabetical order.
Well, I think they might have made an error on the Waitman Cam Johnson one because Waitman's listed first on the or, but or means or, right? But other than that, I don't look at Roman Wilson and say, oh, he's a fifth string. No, he's a second year guy that's played 5 snaps whose name ends with a W.
Whose name ends with a W. So he's not really behind Scotty Miller on the depth chart, is what you're saying.
Oh, Scotty Miller's been around 8 years.
Is Caleb Johnson really behind Kenny G?
Exactly. Kenny G's been in the year 5 years. He's been in the league on the team 5 minutes, or in the league 5 minutes. That's what it is. I mean, Kenny G has gotten a handful of carries, but there ain't no person in their right mind would say that he's ahead of Caleb Johnson.
So is Y.A. Black really behind Daniel Ekwuale?
I don't think Y.A. Black has played a single snap at nose tackle this year in practice. Honestly, well, I don't think he has.
So there are some things worth talking about on this, though. Like the ones I brought up, the guys that are, you know, young and you point out they're rookies, of course, they're going to be lower down the depth chart because that's what they do and they'll have to work their way up. I get all that. But like Freiermuth and Janu being or at the first tight end and then having another tight end listed, Darnell Washington as a starter.
Doesn't tell you where their thinking is or what type of personnel they want to play.
Yeah, 7 tight ends.
Well, at least 2 of them going to start of all times, right?
Would you be
do you really think Jalen Ramsey is a nickelback? Jalen Ramsey is may be in the slot a couple times, but he's going to play everywhere. But that's where he fits in at nickelback. Why not? All 3 of them going to start.
I said this jokingly to someone the other day. I can't remember if it was on social media or in real life. I said, if they could run a package with 6 tight ends on the field and one of them taking the snap, like the old Tyler Warren thing at Penn State, I think they would try it if they could figure out how to do it.
Oh, I guess Freiermuth could be the quarterback.
Direct snap to move.
Connor Hayward was a running back in college. So
they have him listed as a fullback and a tight end. He's 2 people now.
That's what I'm saying. If you're sitting there breaking that down, trying to find little hints, you're just wasting your time. I mean, I guess the punter battle is the closest one, but honestly, I can't see Cam Johnson losing that one at all. Although Waitman is very good. He's been kicking the ball well, but Cam Johnson's just a little bit different level right there. Other than that, I don't know, man. Everything else is status quo. Like I said, if it wasn't for the NFL that demands them to turn in a depth chart at this time, Tomlin wouldn't do it.
What about Jack Sawyer or DeMarvin Leal at second left outside linebacker behind TJ? That's a rookie getting a little bump. Ordinarily, they just make Jack Sawyer third there, wouldn't they?
I don't know. That's a good question. But
I think that, look.
I think Leal, you think about it, Leal's been, what, here 4 years, but I don't know if he's really played that position.
He's never really found a position. And it when they've plugged him in, I don't know.
He's been looking decent this year. I don't know if he's done enough to save his job, but I don't know where he fits in roster construction wise at all. But he's at least making some plays this year.
Well, it tells me more about Jack Sawyer, to be honest. Like,
Tech's everywhere, so I wouldn't worry about him.
No, I'm not worried. What I'm saying is, I think we're going to see more of him early on than maybe we would originally expect to see from a rookie outside linebacker who's behind Watt, Highsmith, and Herbig. Like, he's going to get opportunities to get after the quarterback, I think, and be on the field in the regular season. Not a ton. I'm not saying he's going to get more snaps than Herbig, but he's going to get his opportunities. And think about it. If you're a dude like Jack Sawyer, who is, I'll use a Kuiperism here, high motor, right? Like, he's 100 miles an hour every single snap. He's going to make some plays this year. And again, this isn't a hot take. Like, there's good reason to be excited about Jack Sawyer. I think much like Will Howard on the other side of the ball, you mentioned it, they're winners, right? National champs from Ohio State. Sawyer made the big play in the semifinal game against Texas. These are guys that just show up and make plays, and Jack Sawyer is going to get an opportunity to do that.
Yeah. I mean, right now he's going to get more than he would normally get because Highsmith's going to be out for a little bit with a hamstring injury. And that tells you how uneasy that position is, even though you got four deep now, four solid outside linebackers. You know, a wrong step and Highsmith got a, you know, hamstring twinge is going to keep him out probably another week or so. Who knows? So it's good to have depth like that, depth. But, you know, Sawyer could very well and probably likely will get the start on Sunday.
That's what I was going to say. If you want to, like, as much as people want to be disappointed about not getting to see Will Howard at all in at least the first, maybe probably all three preseason games, TJ's not going to play. He doesn't need to play. Highsmith, you're going to protect the hamstring injury, like you said, even if it's just a little twinge. And so it's going to be a ton of Herbig and a ton of Sawyer, I would think. I mean, Jack Sawyer may play 2.5 quarters on Saturday. You're going to see him chasing down, I don't know if Trevor Lawrence is playing or not, but whoever the quarterback is for Jacksonville, he's going to be getting after him. He's going to be out there making plays on Saturday night. Be excited about that. You're going to get to see him play a ton.
Yeah, that's probably the only one. I mean, you'll see guys like Leal and a lot of these lower level guys. Of course, you're not going to see Jalen Ramsey. You're not going to see Darius Slay. This is going to be a tune in early and get to drinking some mangoes after that.
Oh, we didn't mention that. I mentioned our own little up to something season that's happening right now. You already got something cooking for Saturday night.
Oh, Arch.
Yeah.
Archie's get some watch party and some wings.
That's a hell of a place to be for a preseason game, hanging out with Kaboom at Archie's on the south side.
Drink some mangoes, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the beer of choice. I shouldn't say that because I was drinking it. Up at Sharky's amongst the media folk.
Really? Mangoes?
Icy Lake mango, baby. That's what everybody's drinking.
A little flavor in there mixed in with your, well, I guess it's Allegheny River water now, right? Yeah.
I was from Iron City. But you look at all the media people, it's like mangoes across the board.
Wow.
But, Arch, Head down to Arch on Saturday. Too bad you're going to blow it off.
I'm not blowing it off. I'm going to be at the Jason Aldean concert because, you know.
Who?
Jason Aldean.
Oh, I thought you said JBL.
Yes. Yes. Bradshaw has a concert at the Pavilion.
Now, are you going to this concert for out of work or out of play, recreation?
Yes, both. It is.
Knowing you, you probably begged for free tickets. So.
I didn't. I was handed free tickets as a part of my day job.
Where is this place? Where is this at?
Star Lake. You ever heard of it?
I don't know. But I don't know what it is. I don't know if it was. I understand Star Lake. I was at Star Lake before you were even born. I used to go to Poison concerts every year. But the point was, I thought maybe it was, hey, talk dirty to me. I'm so old. I used to go to the IC Light Amphitheater. That's where
down at Station Square.
Yeah, that's where I used to see Bush at.
I saw Velvet Revolver there, 311, a couple other great shows.
Nice little venue.
It was a great little venue. Hot as hell because you were basically standing on asphalt, but a great little venue.
Yeah, I forget who I saw. I definitely saw Bush there. Not George.
So you have seen Bush.
Not Revenge of the Nerds, nah.
Confirmed. Kaboom likes speed humps, and he's definitely seen some Bush.
We've got Bush.
So join Mark down at Archie's on Saturday night. There won't be any Bush.
Definitely going to be a lot of wing eating.
But definitely some fantastic wings, some mangoes, and watch the first preseason game with Kaboom down there at Archie's on Saturday night. That should be an experience that I want to hear all.
Yeah, get there about. Early because there's going to be not much work. There's going to be not much to watch after probably the first quarter.
We'll see.
Who's at number 17? I have no idea. No, it's not famous, but beside the point.
Who's number 17?
Well, on the defensive side of the ball. I thought Keyshawn Jameson's been playing pretty well. You're like, who? He's a defensive back that has played for Carolina. I forget who else he's played for. He's one of those Max Hurlman guys, as I like to refer to him as.
Oh, you love Max Hurlman.
The only reason why, because every single practice, you're like, there's 34. There's 17. So
he's a hustle guy. Hustle heart. Hustle loyalty and respect, Kaboom.
Rudy.
Something like that.
But, Jameson's a guy who's, you know, 26, played at Texas for 5 years. I mean, he's a practice squad type of guy. But those are guys you're going to see a lot of.
Roman Wilson talked after practice yesterday. Didn't have a ton to say. I saw you just kind of wander by in the background of his interview.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of days ago, and I'm still in the process of putting stuff together on that.
But apparently a really good practice yesterday. Like Rodgers was
nobody else there.
Rodgers was hitting people with darts all day. And I mean, like throwing BBs at people and they're clanging off some people's face masks off of other people's hands. And Roman Wilson's catching everything.
Here's the thing here. I'm not taking away with Roman Wilson because it was probably his best practice, but ironically, who did not practice yesterday?
Calvin Austin.
No, on the other side of the ball.
Oh, no Ramsey.
Jalen Ramsey. That's all. Does that coincide with Aaron Rodgers' best day and Roman Wilson's best day?
Maybe a little bit. It takes us back to that conversation about whether the offense is really struggling in camp or whether the defense is just that damn good.
Oh, Aaron looked good during the two-minute drill in control, doing some no-look passes, knowing where to throw it at right away. He just got a bad bounce on the pick. I don't even know. I think Brandon Echols might have been a little bit early. It's hard to tell. But that ball popped up just for, you know, Juan Thornhill to say goodnight, you know. So
would you have thrown a flag on it, Kaboom?
He could have wrapped his back arm around him and twisted him a little. Nobody wanted to really say what happened. So Roman Wilson talked about his 25, 30-yard catch like it was like Jerry Rice in the Super Bowl, then you're like, hey, what about this interception? I'm going to have to look at the tape. Okay, it says a lot.
If Uncle Gino was there, would he have thrown a flag? Gene Steratore, who was there on Sunday?
I've been there, but it would have been 50-50.
I had to explain to my...
Who am I hating for, B. Bailey, on comments?
Who you've got hate in your heart?
Why am I a hater? Who am I hating?
I don't know.
I'm in.
I don't know. Who you got hate in your heart for?
I don't know. Apparently B. Bailey.
Okay. Well, it'll be all right. We know you've got hate in your heart for a lot of things. But I don't think there's anybody on the roster this year. Like, there's nobody throwing darts in the media sessions yet that you would have any grudge to hold against, right? Everybody's been really good. No George Pickens is out there.
Jalen Ramsey, just not a media person, but I don't really care.
You know what? If he plays the way he has in camp, I don't care. He doesn't need to talk to the media at all. Just go out and do your thing. I'll be fine with that.
That's what he's doing, too. But the great Ryan Clark on the sidelines yesterday.
I saw that. I had to explain to my 12-year-old the other day who Uncle Gene was, Gene Steratore. I had to tell him, no, that's the guy that comes on and tells you when they screwed up the calls during the game.
You should say that's the guy that pulled out the old
index card. Just still one of the best moments, I think, in NFL officiating history. It is right up there. It's a strong number two, I think, behind Cowher shoving the photo of 11 guys on the field in the referee's pocket way back in the day.
He got fined for that, and he came right back out. He said they had 12 men on the field, but they only had 11. They kicked the field goal. I remember that like that was yesterday.
Oh, it was great because it was just peak Cowher shoving that picture of 11 guys. Bang, right in the ref's pocket as he ran off the field at halftime. So who is going to play then, I guess, is the question on Saturday night. Don't expect Rodgers. I imagine we probably don't get Metcalf. Do we see Freiermuth at all? Jonnu hasn't really practiced a lot. We probably don't see him. I mean, on offense anyway, no TJ and Cam on defense, certainly. I don't know if we'll get any Ramsey. I wouldn't suspect. I don't know. Is anybody going to be out there early on who's worth watching in this thing? Any names that the average fan will recognize?
Mason Rudolph, Roman Wilson, probably Caleb Johnson. Probably it could be Jaylen Warren too.
Okay.
Probably going to see Darnell Washington, what were everybody screaming about him about. Defensively, I don't know if you're going to see Queen and you probably would see Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, second-year guy.
Big Sawyer. Probably Thornhill, Clark. Those are the corners.
But probably none of the top three corners, right?
Porter's just working his way back, so he's not going to play. There's no way you're putting 34-year-old Slay out there, and I don't think Ramsey's going to be out there as well. So
a whole lot of Eccles and Beanie and James Pierre.
Yeah, James Pierre, every time I look around, he's making a pick too. He's been making a lot of plays out here as well.
Corey Trice, maybe. Haven't heard his name. Trice
has been banged up. He hurt his, I want to say, hamstring. So you probably won't see him.
But is he ever not hurt? Like, that guy's been hurt constantly.
That's tough because this is probably his last go-around. They've let him slide a lot. Not let him slide, but typically when you have multiple injuries in multiple years, they're like, okay, see ya. But they've held on to him because of the talent. If you're getting to this point right now, and if it's a significant hamstring, you might have to wonder if he's going to make that 53-man.
Can't make the club in the tub, as they say, and he's been there constantly. And so as much as they might like him when they get to see him, if they don't get to see him at all, the best ability, they say, Mark, is availability. So when you got this many corners, and they went out and brought another guy in. Who'd they bring in the other day?
Normally, if you bring him in August, I don't pay attention because they're going to be cut in 3 weeks. So I have no idea.
Yeah, they brought another corner in, which I thought was interesting. There is somebody on the defensive side who I'm interested to see play a good bit, aside from Jack Sawyer, who I talked about earlier. And super commenter Torsha Jackson on YouTube brought up Sebastian Castro, one of those priority undrafted free agents who they got bang right as the draft ended. Was one of the best safeties in the Big Ten, if not in the country last year, comes from that Iowa secondary that's produced a bunch of NFL talent the last couple of years. And nobody's really talked about him a ton, but he's, especially because, you know, they keep Deshaun Elliott. They bring Chuck Clark in. I don't know how he fits in, if he fits in, but I don't know if he's a guy who, if you try to sneak onto the practice squad, can get snuck onto the practice squad.
I don't know. I mean, there's a reason why nobody drafted him and why he came here. So he could be, but when was the last time one of those priority free agents where you give all that money to has actually worked out? It usually doesn't. There's usually more hype than there's a reason why they're not drafted. I can't remember. What was the cornerback's name from Michigan State a couple of years ago that they brought in as a priority gate, priority free agent, gave him a lot of money. And he was not very good.
Yeah. I can't remember the name now either. But I know who you're talking about. I just think it's an opportunity for a guy like Castro who, I don't know, you know, he's working third team probably against the third team offense in practices at camp to actually, much like I was talking about with Will Howard earlier, an opportunity to actually get out there and put some things on tape against different competition. Who?
Shakur Brown's one I was talking about.
Oh, okay. Anyway. But
Justin Lane was an earlier pick.
But that's actually who I was thinking about. Well, they drafted him.
But I'm thinking a guy like Rock Taylor will probably make some plays. He's a guy that's flashed but hasn't been consistent. So when you play him against second and third teamers, like you'll see in Jacksonville, he'll probably make a couple plays.
But that's like Rock Taylor strikes me as a prime practice squad guy, right? Like
they makes got a few of them, so
makes a few plays in camp, and you're able to sneak him onto the practice squad with nobody else taking any notice. And as thin as they might be at receiver behind DK. And then Calvin Austin, who's also not practicing right now, you know. By
far the best name I've ever heard in my life. Rockefeller Onassis Taylor.
Run that by me again.
Rockefeller Onassis
Taylor. Really good job by you.
You pronounce it, Mr. Radio Guy.
I don't have the full name in front of me.
R-O-K-A. F-E-W-L-L-O-A. Rockefeller. Rockefeller Onassis Taylor? Maybe something.
Rockefeller Onassis Taylor. Yeah, no, you got it right, I think.
I get it. I don't understand that. If he spells his name R-O-K-A as Rockefeller, why is his name R-O-C? Shouldn't it be R-O-K?
I think that would be cooler, yeah. I agree. Somebody screwed that up. Yes. But that wide receiver position, there's an opportunity to get on the practice squad there. And look, you're probably just a couple snaps away from ending up on the active roster on a game day, even if they're not really going to use it.
Scotty Miller plays.
What about Scotty Miller?
He might be a practice squad guy.
You think?
Yeah, they're keeping five wide receivers. We know it's going to be Metcalf, Austin, Wilson, Woods, and Skowronek.
Okay. What about Brandon Johnson? Brandon Johnson always looks good in practice.
Yeah, he makes, once again, he's a guy that will flash, make a couple plays. He had pretty decent practice yesterday, but just those guys who were on the practice squad last year seem to be obviously ahead of everybody else this year, and he's one of them, Brandon Johnson, the son of Charles Johnson. Every time I say that, people say, oh, the Colorado wide receiver. No.
Yeah, you said that to me on Sunday. And I was like, oh, yeah, Charles Johnson, Colorado Buffalo's legend. You're like, no, dummy, the Marlins catcher.
Yes, Marlins, Rockies catcher. Do you remember Marlins? When did they come into existence? 93, I want to say.
93 or 94, yeah.
Everybody loved the Marlins because it was the first time there was a expansion team in forever, it seemed like. And Charles Johnson was their star.
Yeah, him and Jeff Conine. And then the Rockies had Dante Bichette and Andres Galarraga.
Andres Galarraga.
The big cat. Who Go ahead, say Galarraga again with a Spanish accent. I want to hear it.
Andres Galarraga.
That actually wasn't terrible.
Colorado. I played catcher in Major League Baseball in Fort Lauderdale, 1994 to 98. He didn't play for the Dodgers, Orioles, White Sox, Rockies, and Devil Rays.
I didn't remember all that.
Not much of a hitter. 245, 167. He would be a four hitter in the Pirates lineup.
I knew something was coming. I knew a shot at the Pirates was coming somewhere.
What an unbelievable catcher, though.
But his kid Brandon, like, he looks good in, like, he just, what is he, like 6'2", 200, something like that. Like, he looks like a guy who should be a possession receiver, running routes right over the middle, catching balls in tightly contested areas. But what's he got, like one NFL catch in, is this only his second season, I guess? Third year, maybe?
Who knows? I don't know how they accrue a season. Sometimes the guys are 29 years old and they're in their second season. Like, how's this possible? Because they haven't accrued a season. So I don't know how long he's been around.
One more thing I got to bring up. Offensive line. Say Amalu's not going to play on Saturday, I would guess, because he's Say Amalu, and if he doesn't want to play, he won't play. He's a veteran at this point. He doesn't have to. But the rest of the offensive line. You mentioned the other day, McCormick's probably looked the best of the bunch across the starting five early in camp. I've heard that Broderick is, he's Broderick. He's having his moments.
Both ways, good and bad.
We haven't heard a lot about Faletanu on the right side, good or bad.
Solid. He's just solid. Doesn't do anything that is going to jump off the screen and say, boy, this guy's stinking it up. I mean, normally they do their job. You don't hear offensive linemen. I mean, he's powerful. He's a guy. I mean, I was watching some individuals, and man, I still think he's going to be a very, very good pro, and I think he's going to have a good first year, so to speak, this year. I wouldn't worry about him. Broderick Jones is still coming back from that groin injury, so they keep putting him back and forth, in and out. I don't know if he's 100% ready to go on Saturday. You would like to see him go, but if that means he's going to be, you know, aggravated, or as the great Doran Dickerson says, re-aggravated, I would probably hold him out.
Yeah, I just, at this point, I don't care what they have to do to get him prepared for it, but get him ready for week one to not get Aaron Rodgers killed. Like, that's...
Oh, he's been on the move a lot. I mean, honestly, you think of Aaron Rodgers, you're saying, boy, he's immobile. The guy is able, they have plays of him getting out of the pocket. He can slide left and right. He's not going to run for, Lamar Jackson yards, but he's still nimble enough to get out of the way of some stuff. And worst comes to worst, you see somebody coming free, zing, he's getting rid of the ball quickly.
Yeah, but I don't need my 41-year-old quarterback 2 years off an Achilles running for his life all the time and taking shots in the open field. Life.
I think he's going to take 5 or 6 steps to the left and then say, the hell with it, I'm throwing it away.
Okay, but that – see, this comes back to what I was talking about with, I want Rodgers to feel comfortable in the pocket, be able to, or wherever the pocket is shifted to, if they move it 5 or 6 steps to the left or right. I want him to feel comfortable that he's got time to develop these connections with Metcalf and whoever else, Wilson, Austin, the tight ends, in the intermediate, right? And not have to worry about, oh, I'm running for my life and I'm dumping it off for 3 yards. Because then we get back to the same problem we had, not as much last year, but definitely the 2 or 3 years previous to that, where it was dump off city. I want Roger. The whole reason you bring in an Aaron Rodgers is not necessarily to just chuck up moon balls like Russ did last year. And it's not to dump it off. It's to use all these tight ends that are in Arthur Smith's offense in the intermediate passing game. But if he's got, 1.4 seconds before somebody's on him every time, you don't even have time for someone to get more than 5 yards downfield.
Yeah. I'm not paying attention to what you're saying, by the way.
Awesome.
I'm just getting messages. I don't know who I'm getting messages from. Can you tell when I'm just not paying attention to you?
That one was pretty obvious. Like, you didn't even have to say anything, I don't think.
Yeah. But then you like throw it to me, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're
doing. I don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what you're saying.
We talking about the Stullers? I don't know. My car.
Mike Tomlin would say, I think he said it to Benzie, I have no idea what you just asked.
What a dart. Thanks to our good friends.
What did you ask me? I can't remember.
Do you want me to refresh what I said?
The hell with it.
Ah, the hell with it. Nobody's listening anyway. Not true. I just mentioned it. Look, Rodgers isn't going to be able to develop a connection on the intermediate level with any of these tight ends or receivers if he doesn't have 2 seconds to actually let them run a route more than 5 yards downfield. And if Broderick Jones isn't playing well on the left side, the whole thing falls apart. I've said that before.
I don't know if it would all fall apart.
I mean, there's a chain reaction. If your left tackle can't get the job done, then everybody else has to do more. And it changes the dynamic of the offense up front.
I think you're simplifying it a little bit too much. I think there's ways around it. It's not ideal.
Great. So, okay, Sam Malu, I need you to worry about what's happening with Broderick. Hey, Zach, do me a favor. Say Amalu's busy helping Broderick. You lost your camera again. Stop touching the button.
What did I do?
I don't know. Your video's gone again. Good job by you. I can't wait for Saturday. This should go great.
What happened to it?
It's a black screen, Kaboom.
I see that, but it doesn't make any sense.
Stop messing with the camera.
I'm messing with it. All you got to do is look at it, and it falls off.
Did you touch the computer?
I don't know.
Can you fix it, or is this like a lost
cause? I'm trying to fix it. It's not working. Oh, I know what's wrong. All right, keep talking there, Mac.
Oh, my God, you're a disaster. Blame it on the hotel Wi-Fi.
Finding again. This out.
There he is.
There we go.
Say Amalu's got a slide.
I got to get a better connection here, I believe.
You really do. Say Amalu's got to slide over and help out Broderick. Then Frazier's got to worry about whatever's happening on his left side because Say Amalu's helping out Broderick. And then all of a sudden, McCormick's got to worry about what's coming up the middle. And then before you know it, the whole line is sliding over this way because Broderick can't do his job.
Why are you such in the Debbie Downer mood today?
I've been talking to you too much. I'm worried about about Broderick Jones. That's why. Is that a good enough reason?
I mean, I wouldn't say worried.
Maybe okay. Concerned. What would you say? Concerned?
I wish he was a little bit further ahead than he was. But we're talking 2 weeks into camp against your own teammates. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not worried until I have to be worried. And I'm not really worried right now because, you know, Isaiah Loudermilk beats him on a one-on-one pass rush.
I mean, if Isaiah Loudermilk's beating him in a one-on-one pass rush, I'm more than concerned.
Isaiah Loudermilk is big and strong. So
shouldn't Broderick be big and strong too?
Loudermilk's bigger and stronger.
Oh, my God. Thanks to our friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show as well. They can't do anything for Kabali's laptop camera, but they can make sure your AC is working. It's going to be a sizzler this weekend. You want to make sure it's working right. If it's not doing what you want it to do, they'll come out, they'll take a look, they'll tune it up, they'll fix it if it needs fixed, replace it if it needs to be replaced. Get a hold of them on Facebook, Impact HVAC PGH. Or just give them a call, 412-297-1852, Impact HVAC. There to help you, especially this time of year, because you know it's not going to cool off anytime soon. And make sure you're staying cool and you're not getting the old crotch rot, the old sweaty undies like Kaboom down there on the field at St. Vincent.
Crotch rot?
Crotch rot, yeah.
I call that swamp ass. I don't know what you call it.
Swamp ass, crotch rot, whatever. Whatever gets you wiping your ass and throwing it in the garbage, disgusting human being.
That's kind of strange. Whatever you said.
Standing firm on that ground. That's just awful. I can't believe. Still can't believe you're standing strong on that.
Somebody come up to me the other day and winked at me, goes, I'd do the same thing.
I'm just trying to make you feel good. That's all.
No. He was saying it really low, too, so you could tell he was didn't want anybody to hear it.
They don't want to be associated.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're doing. I got it. I park in the mud on my bald tires all
the time. It wasn't mud. It wasn't bald tire, and it wasn't mud. It was a little bit of a grassy knoll that was
hidden
by long grass.
And then you took a picture of it yesterday, like the scene of the crime.
Yeah, I walked by, so I made sure I didn't park in it again.
And everybody could clearly see the two giant divots you left in the grass.
Look in the front part, in the middle part of that, where the grass was then burnt, it was probably from the exhaust system. And I was like, because it was plugged, it was like this, because it went down.
They're going to make you pay for that.
Easy. Yeah, I went to look. I'm like, oh, maybe I should buy a truck or something. I looked at the price of the trucks. I hit the X button on the computer really quick after that one. I was like, what?
Call up our guys at Bowser.
You know, honestly, buying a new truck is like probably similar to your vacation in Punta Cana.
It's probably a little bit more than Punta Cana, I'd think. It's probably several. It's probably the entire island of the Dominican Republic. Buy a new truck these days. But, all right. We already talked about the WWE moving their PLEs to ESPN next year.
WWE, PLE, and ESPN. That was great. All in the same sentence.
You think you could do that?
I can't even freaking get my camera to work.
All right. You got other things to do, so go do those other things. Enjoy another beautiful day at St. Vincent College in La Trobe. Maybe we do this again tomorrow. And
it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Tomorrow is the last day of practice until they practice today, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wait, what's today? Today's Wednesday. Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes.
Off Friday, play Saturday, off Sunday, practice Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday.
Do they practice Monday?
Break camp on Tuesday. Off Wednesday, at Acrisure Thursday for the joint practice, off Friday, Buccaneers Saturday at the Heinz filled ketchup bottle that's Acrisure Stadium. Who keeps messaging me?
Go do your thing. We'll do it again tomorrow. We'll talk about today's practice and anything else that may come out. Hopefully a good day for the offense against some actual quality defensive competition today.
A little bit lesser practice.
Oh yeah.
Well, it was 2.5 hours in pads yesterday. I would imagine they would tone that down a little bit today.
Maybe just a little bit. This is what Tomlin does. He likes to work the guys in camp. I don't blame him. Get them ready. And don't forget Saturday, we'll do a live version of the podcast from the Mains Family Golf Outing. You still got time to sign up for that. If you want to be a part of it, it's right there on your screen, or you can Google it, Mains Family Golf Outing and fundraiser to benefit the American Heart Association. We'll do that on Saturday. Kaboom will have his watch party down there at Archie's on the south side. You want to be there for that as well. And just a lot going on. So make sure you're subscribed on YouTube. First 2,500 people who do so will be qualified to win that autographed Paul Skeens baseball. Thanks to our good friends from First and Goal Sports out at South Hills Village. And don't forget to follow on Instagram, too. Your chance to win that $100 Yoli's gift certificate as well. Kaboom just has officially checked out. Talk to you again soon. Have a great one. This has been Kabali and Mac. See ya. Bye, Kaboom.